Hello, and welcome to another segment of Open House here at Community Media. I'll be your host, Raymond Galker. This is a show that we open our doors and we invite individuals to come in and speak about the wonderful things they're doing to make our community a better place to live. And we are very lucky to have some unique individuals with us whose love for the community is phenomenal, which you shall see. So we have members of the Adams County chapter of Pennsylvanians for Human Life with us today. We have Susan Landis, who is the president. Susan, can you introduce who you've brought with you today?
Okay, this is Ruth Santino. She's our vice president. She's former president, very active. And April Swope, who is a good friend of Ruth and has been a great asset to our group.
Thank you.
And Susan, you've been the president. Ruth was the president before you.
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
Yes.
And you were the president for how long, Ruth?
Oh, I don't remember.
Long time.
Yes, so.
Couple decades.
Yes, so.
Okay. But Susan, you've been part of this organization for a while.
Right. We started together.
Oh, so both of you founded the organization?
There was a few other people. And three of us, or was it four? We're pregnant at the time.
Yes.
And this was in 1983, you're saying four individuals came together, three of which was pregnant, and said, hey, we need to preserve life.
Right.
Is that somewhat how it happened?
Well, I was in a Bible study, and I kept talking about, you know, we should do something about pro-life. And they said, you know, you should start a chapter. You should call Shirley, because Shirley was doing everything in the county. She's moved away since then. So we put on the radio. Is that how you found out about it?
I can't remember.
I think in the newspaper. And just ask people if they're interested in coming to an initial meeting.
We had a big meeting with Nellie Gray, who was in charge of the National Right
to Life,
the March for Life. And that's the first meeting I came to. And we had 30, 40 people come. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for that, the first one I remember.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I first stepped in. So I guess I wasn't there at the very, very, very beginning. But
You were close enough.
Yes.
Those before you got the shovel to help plant the seeds and and you help put them in. What inspired you to, you and the three other individuals? Can you say their names? I mean,
one was Marilyn Dietrich, and Pam Waldron.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm Catholic. And it's a big thing in the Catholic Church, but Ruth and Marilyn and Pam, they all went to different Protestant churches, and we just, you know, coalesced because this was an issue that was important to us.
So the issue we're talking about is pro-life.
Yes.
Which means?
Life from conception to death.
Life from conception to death. So,
natural death.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, your belief is at conception, that child is precious.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Unique.
Unique. Has a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Has potential.
Yes.
Pro-life. Pennsylvanians for Human Life. Your belief is that at conception, that individual child at that point is real.
Mm-hmm.
It's a person.
Yes.
Absolutely. When life begins.
And they're unique. They are precious.
Yes.
They have a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And potential.
Right.
And called by God to fulfill His purpose.
And called by God to fulfill His purpose. That child is a piece of the puzzle of the human race.
Right.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to put it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the passion of your hearts is to protect that individual and their families.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that they could be born as healthy as possible and realize their potential.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's your passion.
That's it, yeah.
And because of that, four individuals got together in 1983. Susan, Ruth, you were two of those.
I was with me, youngest.
Marilyn and Pim.
And you four have made a big difference in our community since 1983.
Right.
April, when did you get involved?
I went back to church in 1987, and that's when I found out about Tender Care Pregnancy Center. So I went and volunteered. I used to help with the newsletter. What I did was I would take all the newsletters and I had to sort them into the different zip codes and then take them to the post office.
You did that?
Yes, very back, okay. Probably, well, either late 80s or very early 90s.
And you had to seal all those envelopes?
Probably, yes. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
On the living room floor, I had them all separated.
Yeah.
But yes, you're correct. I did. I had to seal them all also. Uh-huh. So anyway, that's when I got involved with Tender Care Pregnancy Center. Through Ruth, I guess, at Heritage Assembly of God, we go to church together. Mm-hmm. That's when I got involved because she would come and speak quite often. And then I also got to go into the courthouse. And we had the small demonstrations on the square, usually once a year.
January
22nd.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In reference to the Roe versus Wade reversal.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what was it like starting a new organization?
It was easier than I thought it was going to be. You know, as I said, people came forward and people were interested, and I really feel like it was the Holy Spirit that just guided us.
So you put the call out there,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't hard to get people that shared your passion.
Right.
So what is one of the first things you did?
One of the first things we did.
To
make a difference. Well, we started, as Ruth said, we had Nellie Gray, who was the first head of the National Rights March for Life. And we had different speakers. And I think that, you know, really got people interested, right. kept them coming, you know. So then, after a few years, Marilyn, I don't know how much you helped with that, but I know I didn't. She was really the one that started Tender Care.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, she just went really into it, you know, and really did all the research and, you know, and started it right in Gettysburg.
I don't think she gets enough credit for that.
Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm.
So she originally started
Tender Care Pregnancy
Tender
Center.
Care.
Yeah. The idea for it. Mm-hmm. We got it going.
So Your organization is Pennsylvanians for Human Life. Mm-hmm. Supporting tender care, is that your number one activity, your number one kind of purpose for pro-life?
I don't think so. They are the hands-on. We're going to help the girls that are actually in the situations of an unplanned pregnancy. And our group, of course, we support them, but we're not their main support. Yeah, so, but ours is more educational, and we'll go the political route. And of course, somebody that wants to minister to a girl that might be abortion-minded doesn't really want to talk about the politics. So we have similar goals, but we're different aspects of the pro-life organization, I would say. Would you say?
I would say that, too. Yeah.
So can I tell you some of the things that we started to do and then we keep doing?
Please, Ruth.
Okay, I'm just going to go through the year. I don't know when we started these, but the March for Life has been going on for 50, well, it was. Oh, it still is.
Yeah.
So even though Roe v. Wade has been shot down, but we would organize buses to the March for Life before there were cell phones. And it was hard to be in charge of a bus when you didn't have cell phones.
Right.
We didn't lose anybody, thank goodness. They almost lost my husband one time. And I do want to give Shirley Gagan a whole lot of credit for getting this group started. And she has since moved out to Michigan, and I think she's almost 90 now. But she
is 90.
Not only that, when the state organization leadership stepped down, Shirley, stepped into that voluntarily and ran that for a few years so that it didn't die out. So I just love Shirley, yes. Anyway, not everybody could go down to DC. We used to go until I couldn't walk around in that cold anymore. So we would always have a local prayer rally right in front of the courthouse. So we went through all the proper channels to make sure we could meet there, and we'd have people come and speak. It'd be only half an hour, because that was long enough to be out
cold.
Cold.
Really cold.
That must have been one of the coldest days of the year, always, yeah. And then we would encourage Sanctity of Human Life Sunday in January. That's like we would like our churches to do. And I want to say that we are grassroots to the, for sure, organization. We send emails out to people to help us, contact people at different churches. But sometimes, I don't know who they are. It's not like we're trying to be a secret organization or anything, but every once in a while we'll come together, at one of our events, and, oh, that's your name. Oh, you're Ruth. Okay, but we're definitely grassroots, and that's how we work. Yeah, so in May we would do a flower sale. That used to be a big fundraiser for us. We used to have many churches selling. We would do silk roses because the real ones were too hard to manage with a Thanks Mom for Life on it, and people would support us that way. Now these days we have a celebration in June because of the Dobbs decision, which has
overturned.
Yes, which all now every state makes the decision whether they're going to allow abortion or not since Roe v. Wade was shot down. Did I say that right?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, in July, we have a table at the South Mountain Fair. I don't know when we started doing this, but just a display table with, well, we have a lot more than this, with brochures, and we have the little babies, the fetal models that we call, and some people truly object to the fetal models that show from 1 month all the way up to the 7th month, I think we have. They'll turn their children away from them. I've had places, a high school, that wouldn't let me put it on display. They said, that's offensive. A library, too. That's offensive. We don't want children to see that. It truly took me back. Yeah, so. In September, we go on. We encourage attendance at the Pennsylvania March for Life, which just started a couple of years ago. And then usually there's a celebration life banquet for the state organization that we're affiliated with. We're Pennsylvania Federation for Life. That's not the right name. Anyway, they have a big banquet at Hershey, either September or October. This year is September. And then, I don't have it out here. We make a 2-page signature ad that we have people pay $5 to sign their name on a pro-life ad. It was very impressive to open a newspaper and see all these names and just a picture of a precious baby or that's quite a big project, at least for me.
It is for you, yes. You and John.
Yes.
And October has been designated to Respect Life Month. And then every November or even in the spring when there's elections, of course, we distribute voter guides or right before the elections, usually at the churches. Yeah, so those are our main activities, I would say, that I don't know when they started, but that's what they have evolved into.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, so that's what we do. And we also have a website, and you can find it easily by just going to Adams County Pro-Life. So that really gives a lot of good information about who we are, what we do, what's coming up. So, and that's very accessible to people.
Ruth, you're doing something every month.
Oh, not quite.
All right, there's one or
we've
two.
We've got to get busier.
So education is your main...
That is really mm-hmm. our main thrust. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, babies are real right from the beginning, and they're precious.
So you're saying education is number one, and what you're trying to persuade, I'd hate to say persuade, what you're trying to state is that from the very moment of conception, that person is real and precious.
Yes.
And alive.
And alive. Mm-hmm. Do you want to speak on that?
Sure. I have something here, says, this is from Jonathan Kahn. He had the call and the return in Washington. So anyway, this is some of the things that he spoke about. Roe versus Wade had long established abortion on demand as the law of the land. In September 2020, I and a man of God named Kevin Jessup were led to call for and convene a national day of prayer and repentance throughout the nation and on the Washington Mall. It was called The Return. Central in the prayers prayed that day was for God to overturn Roe versus Wade. That overturning would begin the day President Trump nominated Amy Barrett to the Supreme Court, the deciding vote in the overturning of Roe versus Wade. Trump set it all in motion on the very same day of the return. I was asked by Lou Engel to help him in his vision for a National Day of Prayer and Repentance on the Washington Mall in October of 2024. Just before the presidential election, the Million Women event. I told him that I believed that the event would come against the spirit of Ishtar, the principality of sexual immorality, and the confusion, merging, and destruction of gender. It took place on Yom Kippur, the biblical day in which a nation is to cast out its sins. Near the end of the event, I led the gathering in a prayer of casting out and to the driving back of the spirit and agenda of Ishtar, then lifted a hammer and smashed the altar of Ishtar on that stage. Ishtar's agenda had never been turned back, but less than 30 days after that event, President Trump won the election and promised to turn back the agenda of gender confusion and destruction. Is there hope? Yes. Do the prayers of God's people make a difference? Big time. They can even change the course of a nation and a world. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. The promise remains, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, let us be that people. Let us pray for a massive return and revival for America. And may God greatly bless you this month as you do. And let's change history. That's why we're here. But yes, in reference to the heartbeat, the heart beats very early. Is it 6 weeks, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. That's before most people even know they're pregnant. The heartbeat is heard before they even know they're pregnant. And that's how deceived the abortion industry is. That's why we support the ladies having their sonogram when they go to these abortion clinics. I've been to the one in New York, and that's what their goal is, to try to change the hearts of these women and young ladies that don't know the difference. They're scared, mm-hmm. They're not gonna get the truth at the abortion clinic because it's all about the money. So anyway, and that doesn't cure the problem. It only makes it worse because these women remember, and especially, you know, they know in their heart they did something wrong. They know. And they have to carry that guilt and shame in silence for so many years until, by the grace of God, you know, they learn forgiveness and are able to be healed of that horrible wound.
May I share a testimony? I have a friend who's my age. That's old, 74. And just a few years ago, she was convicted of an abortion she'd had when she, you know, she was young, back in probably college age, yes. And she did seek Christian counseling. You know, she went to a seminar, and I think a week-long one, and she has found the forgiveness of God. That's a long time to live carrying that burden, yes. Mm-hmm. And she knows that Jesus can set you free from any sin, and she has. But it would be very nice if young women were not in that position in the first place, that you have to live with that terrible guilt. And, mm-hmm. and but Jesus will forgive if a person repents, yes. So, but if a person's taught there's nothing wrong with it, why would they repent? And of course, it all comes back to a matter of my faith. That's the most important thing to me. But we're dealing with scientific fact as well.
Right.
Yes, that when life begins, it begins at conception. It does for mm-hmm. every creature, even plants. Yes, begins at conception, and that life is precious. And while I'm speaking, I just want to share. I've got to let you share some more, but. You know, the 14th Amendment has been in the news a lot lately because of the birthright idea, but part of the 14th Amendment says that no state shall deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Mm-hmm. And if a life begins at conception, which scientifically it does, then abortion is not legal. According to our Constitution. And I know I believe in states' rights, but I believe we come to the Constitution first, and it says that all innocent life is protected, should be protected. It's not. It's not right now, and that's what I want to see changed, if I possibly can, while I'm still on this earth. Yes, so, yes. Whether it's a likely possibility, I don't know. That's not what I'm considering. I'm saying we have to stand up for what we believe is right.
That's right.
Yes, and speak the truth in love.
So, Susan, it seems like I hear three possible concepts here. Number one, your passions is the fact that life begins at conception.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Number two, there's a religious component mm-hmm. in that life begins at conception, but there's a purpose for that individual that's way above human understanding, mm-hmm. say. Number three, that conceived individual has a right to live by our law, our government law, even though that individual cannot stand up and protect themselves.
Right.
So part of your passion is to be educating people towards that fact, those facts.
Right.
And maybe more. However, young individuals, and these are the ones that you're trying to educate, or not anyone is pregnant, but let's start with the young. Somehow they haven't been taught that. Is that what you're finding?
Right. Do you know that my husband and I go to the abortion clinic in New York a lot, and one day there was a girl who turned to us and she said, "I know that I'm killing my baby." And I never heard anybody put it that bluntly before. She didn't want to have this baby, and she knew that she was killing her baby. And, you know, I think that just the fact that the law says it's okay gives people, they think they have the right to do whatever they want.
Well, we do have the right to do whatever we want.
That's true.
But whatever we want may not be right.
Yeah, that's
correct.
True. I guess.
That's true.
Okay. So how do you, that's tough, because now you're dealing with religion, which a lot of individuals have different conceptions of spirituality. You're dealing with, it's not against the law, but even though there's an amendment that says it is, but it's not enforced. Okay. And then you're dealing with the individual and the situation they're in and such. So how do you engage these different views?
With love. You must come with love and with understanding. And you know, a lot of times people that have pro-life views, there's something true in what they say. And I think it's good to find that truth in what they say and then move them to what we consider to be the truth, which is the truth, of course.
Well, I'm talking too much. But my husband had an occasion in his business one time where he ran into a couple who needed to borrow money, and it was for an abortion. And my husband said to this gentleman, "Why do you want to kill your child?" And he was quite taken back. "We can't afford this child." And my husband, unbeknownst to me, said, "You have your girlfriend have that baby, and we will take that baby." And he was dead serious. He had not spoken with me, but that's okay. I would have taken an extra child. So, yes.
But
and
you
he
didn't.
Was dead serious.
But did they end up having the baby?
Yes. That baby is now probably 25 or 26 years old and was the pride of his daddy. So, yeah, so how about that? Now, John just happened to say that in a situation that he found himself in. And yeah, I know we couldn't adopt everybody's baby, but that's okay. And he was dead serious. He would have taken the baby.
And that child now is no longer a child. It's adult, and it's playing its role in society. It's a piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, right.
And besides that, when your husband does that, it just strengthens your love for him, doesn't it? And,
yes, yeah. That he was so bold. And yes, he actually saved a baby. And these folks go and pray outside the abortion clinic. I haven't been able to do that. Maybe I'm silly, but I think, how could a woman go up to a 10th story of an apartment building and just throw her baby out? Mm-hmm. To me, it's the same thing. Maybe I'm convoluted in my thinking, but I don't think so. I'm a mother of four, and I am very blessed. Grandmother is 17. We are blessed with babies. How, as a mother, could you throw your baby away? So that is my passion. I don't understand it. I don't understand. I know there's an enemy that pulls people away from God, and I know people have their own choices.
We
Nobody
have
takes their choice.
Sorry, a few videos here. October Baby, Sarah's Choice, and we have the book, what is
Unplanned,
that?
Unplanned, which is also a movie, a very powerful
All
movie.
Three of those are excellent material. And of course, our hat here says baby lives matter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So if individuals wanted to support you financially, how can they get in contact with you all?
But through our website is the best way, yes.
And that is?
Adams County Pro Life, and that'll come up and it'll take you right to our website, yes.
And so you're looking for volunteers?
Well, yes, oh, yeah. The more volunteers, the better, especially contact people at different churches we don't have, because that's how we communicate, and we ask people to make announcements that they're, you know, if their pastor will allow them to advertise what we do, mm-hmm. Yes, so.
How strong is your organization right now in participation?
In numbers?
I have 20 people, 20 churches on my contact list. Which
20 churches?
So, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, so and like I say, when I write to these people, we can't do anything without you. And I'm not asking for money. I'm asking for their time. I think that's...
And at least you're asking them for prayer.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes, yes, right. Yes. And they believe in the cause, too. But and it's frustrating. You know, it's frustrating because the culture is so against what we believe. A lot of the culture, mm-hmm. Yes, in America, I believe. So.
Is that your biggest challenge? Mm-hmm. Just trying to change? I mean, you talk about someone who goes through abortion, or gets rid of their baby in some sorts of way, and you kind of wonder, in compassion, what is that individual going through? You know,
the mother.
The mother, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is that person going through?
But there's also the father, because a lot of them mm-hmm. don't even know, mm-hmm. you know.
Don't even know.
That their
girlfriend got the abortion.
Girlfriend, mm-hmm. or okay. even, it could be, you know, wife. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. yes.
So it's kind of sad in the way that people are put in this position, or that has been become their makeup mm-hmm. in how they perceive the world and the spirituality of it all. Mm-hmm. So is that your biggest challenge? What is your biggest challenge?
Our biggest challenge is to change people's minds and for them to cherish babies and to realize that they are gifts from God.
Yes, yes.
We have our flag here, and what it is, you have the womb, which is the circle, and then you have the two hands over the belly. So it's the blue hand and the pink hand in reference to a boy or a girl. And that's a shame too, you know, like I said, the gender situation in our nation, which God will overturn and dismantle in Jesus' name. But our flag is very important to us also.
A lot of very important and strategic thoughts, concepts, emotions, relationships that you're dealing with when you are dealing with the preciousness of life. You can only think, what would that child have done? How would that child have changed the world? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fit into the puzzle, is what you said.
Fit into the puzzle. We're all part of the puzzle, you know. And, you know, I'm blessed, very blessed. A lot of us are. But I have a tendency of thinking that my piece of the puzzle is somehow connected to David Swope's right there. But your pieces of the puzzle somehow is connected to Community Media because you're here. Mm-hmm. You know, if you think that everything happens for a purpose,
absolutely.
I'm hoping that because of your passion, that other people who share the same passion for life will somehow connect with you all. You celebrate life. I mean, you gave us many things that you do. There was something that you said that they have a gathering in Harrisburg.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Where it's like a march.
Yes, about, mm-hmm. There's thousands of people. Mm-hmm.
And then you also said that there's a gathering that, I guess there's a dinner or something that...
Mm-hmm. In Hershey.
In yes, Hershey.
Our pro-life banquet, yes. Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Federation, right.
And your group really don't have meetings where you come together that much? It's more or less you interact? Mm-hmm.
One of our homes, yes.
Well, once a season.
Yeah, right.
But we communicate through, you know, emails and text, and we kind of have our responsibilities that we're in charge of doing. And
mm-hmm. Since you've been doing it for decades.
Yes.
But I'm sure you're interested in having fresh blood
yes.
involved.
Well, that would be a great thing, because you would see the March for Life. Look at all these young people that are here. Look at all these young people are here. Well, that's what we need. Look at us.
You've been a blessing.
We are kind of classics right now, yes.
You're classics, but you've been a great example to our community. Number one, of what people can do when they have a passion for something and there's no organization that exists.
Mm-hmm.
You made it. I mean, that is... Yeah, I mean,
that's true.
Your hearts are
four
blessed.
Four decades.
And you're blessing us. Mm-hmm. And now your knowledge, your experience is meant to be shared with other people who share the same passion. And who knows, at some point, it might be something that here in Gettysburg or New Oxford or in Adams County, we have a gathering where we just get together and
celebrate life.
Celebrate life, you know. Eat a hot dog and say, you know,
yeah, right.
You know, thanks for being alive and thanks for doing this. And I'd like to say that, Susan, Ruth, April, thank you guys for being alive and making a big difference in Adams County for the many years that you do. And I don't think you're done yet.
No,
we're not.
We still got breath in our bodies. We're not done.
And we need your help.
Long as we have breath, right?
Right.
We need your help to make this group permanent and expand. So, you know, please visit the website. Again, it is...
Ruth.
Adams County Pro-Life. If you put
Adams
that
County
in,
Pro-Life. County,
okay. Yeah, that's not the official name, but that'll bring it up for you.
Susan, is there anything you'd like to say before we leave?
I don't think so. I think we've covered a lot.
I think prayer.
Okay. Ruth?
Well, can I make a couple of comments about some legislation at Harrisburg? They're trying to put a right of abortion into the Pennsylvania state constitution right now. That's what the Pennsylvania House is working on. So keep an eye on that. There is...
The number? 19.
Oh. PAHB 1957. So that's the bill that's trying to be passed so that they can enshrine abortion in Pennsylvania. There is an effort nationally, just getting started as far as I know, HR 722 is called the Life at Conception Act. So that is something that's been on the table, stuck in a committee somewhere. We'll see in another thing, just be personally. The abortion pill has become a big deal. And people can get it easily, they can get it in the mail. So I...
Unfortunately, there's a lot of the women that get injured by it
Yes. So I would like to see the FDA prohibit it. You know, mm-hmm. I know, I'm wishing pie in the sky, I suppose, but, you know, it's only there to kill. It's only there to kill. The FDA is supposed to protect us. Yeah, so anyway. I'll be quiet now.
Very good. Very good. Now we have.
And April, you would like to say a prayer.
Yes, this is what I spoke at the courthouse during our pro-life prayer at Adams County Courthouse on January 22nd, 2020. Dear Heavenly Father, now our God, We give you thanks and praise your glorious name. We humbly stand before you with bowed heads and saddened hearts. Today, on the 47th anniversary of Roe versus Wade, we ask for the forgiveness of our horrendous deeds that we have done to more than 61 million of your beloved children. Today, only 22 days into the new year, almost 50,000 babies have lost their precious lives in the United States due to the number of nearly 2,000 abortions performed daily. What an atrocity. Father, have mercy. Abortion is too sterile of a word. Let's call it what it is, murder. Now, let's bring it home to Adams County. What is my definition of murder? It is the most unnatural reported death ever remembered. I remember the death of Craig Scott Rice, our own local teenager that I had the pleasure of working with at Elby's in the 1980s. Like abortion, death is a deliberate, excessive abuse to him or to her. Forgive us, Lord. Whether these deaths are 16-hour-old fetuses or of the morning after pill, because of the morning after pill, or due to abortions when they are just 16 days old, or the over 2,000 abortions to date this year alone of 16-week-old or older fetuses in our nation, or of the babies murdered only 16 minutes after being born naturally. Please forgive us of our many sins. To me, the word abortion spells a baby of righteousness taken intentionally on notice, or a baby of righteousness taken immorally outside nest, which is, of course, the womb. Your word says, my sheep know my voice. Even more than a baby hears their mother's voice in the womb. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life. They will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. And more importantly, out of the Father's hand. Later, Jesus said, isn't it written in your writings or law, I have said to you, you are gods, little g. Remember the scripture, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Jeremiah was told, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I set you apart. Can a woman forget her nursing baby or lack compassion for a child of her womb? Even if these forget, but the truth is, they won't. God will never forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continuously before me. God, you cared so much for the children inside the walls of Jerusalem. Thank you for the care of your children inside the walls of the womb. David said, my times are in your hands, for it is written, for everything there is a season and a time for every activity under heaven, a time to give birth and a time to die. Some say we have a choice, C-H-O-I-C-E. C-E. My definition is, could hinder outcome in child's existence, or can have our infant's conception ended. We are commanded to choose life. Choose, C-H-O-O-S-E, can have our offspring saved eternally. Life, life in full existence. God said to Cain, "What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying out to me from the ground." Scientists have proven that there is a light at conception and have discovered that DNA in the blood gives off a certain vibration and molecules breathe. Thank you, God, that blood does have a voice, that you hear. This is why Abel, being dead, yet speaketh. In Revelation, the souls of those martyred for the sake of the word of God and for the witness they had cry out with a loud voice, "O sovereign master, holy and true, how long before you judge those who dwell on the earth and avenge our blood?" Thank you, Lord, that you promised to give them white robes, as I also believe that these dismembered fetuses and dead babies will be made whole and be clothed in white also in heaven, the place that you have prepared for these righteous ones that you love. Thank you, Jesus. You are the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father's embrace except through you and your atoning blood that was shed for our many sins. Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Ladies, thank you for representing the passion of your heart and those who surround you. Thank you for making Adams County a better place to live. And thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Raymond.
Thank
you for having us.
Thank you for watching this segment of Open House here at Community Media. And until we have a chance to bring some more wonderful people that are making our county a great place to live, I want to thank your parents for knowing that you are precious. Thank you.